Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power. Greg, this is the time of year where ice fishing starts. Early to mid-November, we had good ice-making conditions. All of a sudden, the weather warmed up. How are the ice conditions now?
You know, every year is different, and this is another one. It looked for a while like we're going to have a normal beginning to winter. You know, unlike last winter, where it didn't come till Thanksgiving, and then when it came, we had tons of snow and it was bad. This year, it looked like starting around Halloween that we're starting to make ice in our small lakes, and we actually had people ice fishing the first 10 days of November. But since then, the latter half of November, you know, conditions were not good. It's record highs and a lot of wind. And so, you know, going into December where ice is kind of iffy statewide, but the weather forecast for the month of December is really good. So I think we'll be back on track and be in good shape.
Like you just mentioned, last year, end of November, we had a ton of snow. How was, you know, every year, what, 25% of our fishing is ice fishing? And last year with the snow and access issues, how did that affect that?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing in North Dakota. A lot of people don't know, on an average year, 1/4 of your entire fishing effort over the course of the year is ice fishing. However, as you mentioned, there are a few winters that we don't get that. We've had as low as 5%. Last winter was maybe only about 10% of what would have been normal because of the, like you mentioned, the bad, we didn't have very good ice, but we had a lot of snow on the ice. Access was an issue. And one thing we've learned over the years is we need to get anglers drive on ice so that there's good enough ice that you can drive on to your lakes over the holidays. That's critical. And last winter, it was pretty sketchy again, so that didn't occur. So ice fishing overall statewide was down last winter.
Okay, let's move on to some rules and regulations. We have some different rules as far as how many poles you can have ice fishing versus just regular lake fishing.
There, you know, overall our rules are the same. If you've ice fished the last, you know, dozen years, nothing's changed dramatically. We've had the four, in the winter you can use four lines. Summer you're limited to two. Winter you can use four lines. We went probably in the early 90s, we expanded or liberalized it to four lines, and we're seeing a little bit more. You know, what's interesting with four lines, we're seeing that most people don't use four lines. It's more closer to three. So it's an opportunity to get out there, you know, when things are slow, to be able, and the other thing is be able to use tip ups. A lot of times you can have a couple tip ups and then your small lines going out there. So it's a good deal, and it's worked out really well.
Another regulation we implemented, what, 2-3 years ago, was any hole over 10 inches must be marked.
Right. And again, up to a couple years ago, you couldn't fish in a hole bigger than 10 or so inches, I believe. Now we don't have any restrictions. You can fish out of a hole while you're dark caught spearfishing. The only, as you mentioned, the only caveat with that is to make sure that you mark any hole 10 inches or greater than 10 inches. Obviously, the reason for that is public safety.
Sure. Are the limits the same?
Yeah, nothing's changed. Same limits as in the summer. In North Dakota, when it comes to ice fishing, anglers target three species: perch, walleye, and pike. And perch, the limit hasn't changed. It's 20 fish. Pike, it's 5 fish daily, and walleye, it's also 5 daily. So it stayed the same. The other panfish, one other one that people target a fair amount in the winter, are crappie. That's 10 daily. That's different than the other panfish. Bluegill's 20. So, and the rules are right in our fishing guide there again, but nothing's changed on that level.
If you plan on staying overnight in one of these ice castles or Zack Shacks or whatever, you got to be aware of the rule on your daily in possession limit.
Right. And that's become a little more popular. We've seen that in the last 10, 20 years, these portable ice houses. It seems like everybody has one, and especially on walleye fisheries where people go up and fish the night bite and stay overnight. They'll stay with their fireplace going in their bunkhouse, and they'll catch a limit one day, then midnight, it's technically a new day. You can only have 5 fish in your possession while you're on the water, and you're ice fishing, you're on the water. So you cannot catch and keep a 6th fish. The way you deal with that is you got to take those fish to shore somewhere, put them, maybe your truck's on shore, take a cooler to shore. But you cannot have more than 5 fish on the ice while you're actively fishing.
Okay, and another thing to keep in mind is if you do catch a fish and plan on releasing it, you know, you need to release it immediately.
Yeah, and it's no different than the summer. You know, fish don't do too well out of the water. But and in winter, it can be even more critical because of the temperatures. Some of the body tissues in a fish can freeze. The eye membranes can freeze. So, again, we really, catch and release is a great thing, but don't spend a lot of time taking pictures and releasing. Try to get rid of that, or release that fish immediately.
How about if you decide to clean your fish on the ice or any litter on the ice?
And you can. You know, a lot of people don't think you can do that. You can clean your fish on the ice, but it's no different than any place else where you need to clean up after yourselves. And when it comes to ice fishing, you know, unfortunately, we see a lot of, it's kind of out of mind. You throw stuff on the ice and you think, oh, in the snowbank, and it goes away. Well, come springtime, you go out to a lot of our lakes, and they do not look very pretty. Cigarette butts, minnows, everything, all that stuff, you need to take it home with you and dispose of it properly. Do not throw it on the ice.
Okay. What if you plan, you know, say you do have one of these portable ice houses that you plan on leaving, you know, coming back a day or two later. What do you have to have on the ice house as far as identification?
Well, that's interesting. I just took a call yesterday from an individual on our webpage looking how to license his ice house. North Dakota is one of few states that we no longer require that. At one time we did. You had to license your ice house. It's been probably close to 15 years since that's not a requirement. However, what you do need to do it, as you mentioned again, that if you are any unoccupied ice house, needs to have the name of the owner along with his or her phone number and or address, either one. Don't need both in 3-inch lettering on the side. A new option that just came out that the department's offered, it's a good deal, is again, you can go online to our website and you can get your own number that's unique to you as a customer, and you can put that number on your ice house. You don't need to have your name. You don't need to have your address or phone number, just this new number that you can have. And our wardens can, if need be, can follow up on stuff. It's a pretty good option for a lot of people. I think over time you're gonna see more and more of that out on the ice.
Okay. Is there any rules and regulations how far your ice holes can be from your ice house?
Right. There are. You can't set up another ice house within 50 feet of an ice house that's already out there. And then people that are fishing, unless you have the consent of the owner of the ice house, you can't drill holes closer to the 10 feet of any house out there, even if it's unoccupied. You still can't drill any holes. So. And the reason for that is, you know, you can flood out somebody's ice house. There's a lot of good reasons. So, again, all those rules are, there's a page in the fishing guide, so you can find all that information right there.
Okay. How about transporting fish in the wintertime?
Same rules as the summer. The only thing you can transport in water is your bait. You know, up to 5 gallons of bait buckets, and that's a very common thing, especially in winter. But you cannot take your, let's say you have your catch a walleye or perch during the course of a day, throw them in water and transport them home. You cannot do that. You don't want to freeze your fish, obviously, either, so coolers come in really handy for that.
Sure. What gear is legal in North Dakota when you're ice fishing?
Well, pretty much the same as in the summer. You know, when it comes to hook and line fishing, obviously your rods are not the same size. They're smaller lines. Pretty much the same thing. You know, what's popular in the winter, again, and they've been around for a long, long time, is the tip-ups. Totally legal. They do count as one of your fishing lines, but tip-ups are legal. And something that you're seeing a lot, or we're hearing and seeing a lot in the last few years, are different gadgets are coming out, and they function as a tip-up in that it actually sets a hook for you. Those in North Dakota are legal. However, we do get questions on some of these other gadgets that are out there that actually reel in the fish. That is illegal. So something that helps set the hook, that's okay. But you cannot have it retrieve, reel in the fish for you.
Huh. You know, we had a lack of moisture this summer. How's that gonna potentially affect winter kill?
Right, that's, I mean, the real downside since last winter is we've had so little runoff, so all our lakes in the state are down some, and some lakes down 5 feet or more. So we really could use some spring runoff. It's a double-edged sword again this time of the year, is you don't want a lot of snow on the lake, because if you do, the chances of winter kill are increased dramatically. Conditions here, the early December, we got really great ice out there. Where, and you know, most lakes have pretty have a maybe a little open water, but it's, the ice is super clear. So transparency is going to be good. Perfect world is we're not going to see any snow. We'll see good ice, but we won't see snow till towards spring, and then we should be winter kill should be pretty limited. But got to knock on wood because our water levels are down.
Sure. So overall, ice fishing should be good this year.
You know, ice fishing, two things to successful ice fishing. One is having good fish populations. Fortunately, statewide, all our district managers report in their districts, we're in pretty good shape. There's a lot of opportunity out there. Part two is access, as you we talked about earlier. And so far, so good on that. If, especially in the first half of December, we have some good cold temperatures, we should be in great shape.
Similar to our summer free fishing weekend, last year we had a free weekend in end of December, early right. January. Is that going to happen again this year?
We plan to continue that, you know, forever, hopefully. It's a good deal. We just started, like you mentioned, last winter was our first year that we've ever offered that. Again, this year it's going to be December 30th and 31st. So it's a Saturday, Sunday, right during the holidays. And the intent of that is just to get, you know, oftentimes family and friends are back for the holidays, and something to do, get out ice fishing, and they can do it for free if you're a resident during that time period.
A lot of good information, Greg. Thanks for joining me today. Here are some recommendations for ice thickness. 2 inches or less, stay off the ice. 4 inches for walking on ice. 6 inches for a snowmobile or ATV. 8 to 12 inches for a small car. And 12 to 15 inches for a pickup. And remember, ice is never 100% safe. For Fisheries Division Chief Greg Power and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week for Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.